Title: OIG shines a spotlight on nursing homes, opioid misuse, and health equity in the FI 2022 semi-annual report. Content: On December 5, 2022, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office of Inspector General, OIG, released their semi-annual report to Congress for the period beginning on April 1, 2022, and ending on September 30, 2022, the semi-annual report. 1. The semi-annual report details the efforts made by the OIG in supporting HHS programs throughout the reporting period in identifying significant risks, problems, abuses, deficiencies, remedies, and investigative outcomes relating to the administration of HHS programs and operations. The semi-annual report states that the OIG's work led to a whopping $1.29 billion in expected recoveries from investigations during this reporting period, and the OIG expects to receive nearly $4 billion in total recoveries resulting from HHS-OIG audits and investigations during the trailing 12-month period leading up to the release of the semi-annual report. In addition, the semi-annual report included a summary chart of OIG reports issued, expected recoveries, and criminal and civil actions, which is copied below in comparison to the same numbers from the parallel period in 2021. 2. Statistic FI 2021, October 1, 2020, September 30, 2021, FI 2022, October 1, 2021, September 30, 2022. Audit reports issued 162, 114 evaluations issued 46, 43 expected audit recoveries $787.29 million, $1.19 billion question costs $1.17 billion, $2.17 billion potential savings $1.24 billion, $279.09. Million new audit and evaluation recommendations 506 445 recommendations implemented by HHS Optives 432 424 expected investigative recoveries $3.00 billion. $2.73 billion criminal actions 532 710 civil actions 689 736 exclusions 1689 2332 as illustrated in the table above. The number of audit reports and evaluations issued decreased from 162 and 46 to 114 and 43, respectively, from this time 1 year ago, but the OIG has been significantly more active on the enforcement side, instituting many more criminal and civil actions and excluding many more individuals and entities from participation in HHS programs. While it may seem like the OIG has been more active of late, that might be the result of a short-term memory, as the enforcement numbers in this most recent fiscal year are closer to, or even less than, those from semi-annual reports predating the pandemic. The numbers in the last three categories highlighted in the last paragraph more closely align with the yearly numbers presented for fiscal years 2019 and 2020, which might indicate that the COVID-19 pandemic prevented or delayed OIG representatives from handing out penalties. In each semi-annual report, the OIG highlights issues that they consider the most significant and high risk in the healthcare industry for the current environment. These issues give us a sneak peek into what the OIG is and will be focusing on in the coming months. This semi-annual report hones in on the following issues and more: responding to the COVID-19 pandemic and other emergencies. As the COVID-19 pandemic persists, the OIG remains focused on promoting HHS's COVID-19 response and recovery through its four stated goals. 1. Protect people. 2. Protect funds. 3. Protect infrastructure. And 4. Promote the effectiveness of HHS programs, now and into the future. The semi-annual report also highlights the OIG's enforcement actions against certain bad actors interfering with COVID-19 testing and prevention. 3. Or providing vaccinations for falsely characterized individuals ineligible to participate in programs designed to vaccinate long-term care facility residents and staff during vaccine rollout. 4. Leveraging oversight to better protect nursing homes. In the introduction to this semi-annual report, Grimm indicated that providing quality and safety of care in the more than 15,000 Medicare and Medicaid-certified nursing homes nationwide is a top priority moving forward. The semi-annual report indicates that there are 21 ongoing audits and evaluations focusing on nursing homes, and the OIG is determined to more deeply understand factors contributing to poor nursing home experiences. Ensuring health and safety of vulnerable people served by HHS during this reporting period, the OIG focused extensive efforts on protecting those vulnerable classes, including the elderly, children, and adults with developmental disabilities served by HHS programs. The semi-annual report H.